Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm Vincent Finelli. Jason is engineering at Genesis Communications Network. I was looking forward to broadcasting with Dan Pilla today, and something must have happened, and I don't know what. So the class was going to be on taxes. And I thought, well, okay. I had like a minute to prepare for being solo for the first hour. Frank's going to join us for the second hour. We're going to be finishing up about generators and appliances because we didn't finish yesterday in class learning about generators and burn rate and fuel consumption rate and sizing a generator and those kind of things. So we'll do a little bit more about that in hour number two. But so I guess I'll teach you about taxes. Now, I am not a tax professional. I don't claim to be. I'm just a guy who has gone through the meat grinder, the IRS meat grinder, the state meat grinder. And the idea was they were going to pressure me to do something I did not have to do, according to their rules. So I'm going to teach you from the, I've got my PowerPoint presentation. It's just a few words, you know, here and there about taxes, and just to keep me on track. So I'm going to use the same presentation that I used about a week ago. And I was on stage, and there were 500 seats in this outdoor tent. It was a huge tent. There are several tents at this preparedness-type homesteading expo. And I talked to the host of the homesteading expo. It's Ozarks Homesteading Expo. And I asked her, so how many seats? It looked like about 500 to me. She said there were 500 seats. Well, every seat was taken, and there was standing room behind the seats, and every available space was filled that fit under the tent, including standing room. So it was a pretty large seminar in terms of in-person. And as a result, I received this letter from one of my students at the seminar, one of USA Prepared students. Dear, I'm going to change just a couple words just to keep this gentleman out of trouble. Okay, just a couple words, but it will be virtually intact. Dear Mr. Finelli, I was fortunate to be able to attend your talk at the recent Ozarks Homesteading Expo. Luckily, I was near the front row and was able to take excellent notes on both your slides and your presentation. I was seated near a very unsavory gentleman with a weak constitution who said that he was a federal employee and ready to learn. However, it seemed not to be the case when he suddenly left the tent. I'm writing today not for your notes, but to pick your brain, so to say. I've downloaded and read through IRS Publication 17, and I have just a couple of questions, if you have the time. Our family is homesteading, or attempting to, and plan to sell things in the near future, but have not yet. Would you recommend that we go ahead and get a business license in order to start claiming deductions, or is that something that can wait? Also, do you have any books that you would recommend to me to learn more about the subject? It does seem like the state and federal governments make this whole process as difficult as they possibly can. Just a little about my family and me. We've lived on our homestead for 3 years this Thanksgiving. We have chickens and a large garden and are getting rabbits, quail, hogs, and hogs soon. I work for a company and in the research and development area and have degrees in several fields, including language. If you ever find yourself in the need of advice or language translation, please feel free to reach out to me. I look forward to purchasing your book as soon as it comes off the presses. Thank you for your time. And it's signed by this gentleman. Now, he offered his advice in the fields of his expertise where he studied. So I just wanted to bring that to the fore. So he asked me the question about are there any books that I would suggest that he read? Well, I was going to ask Dan Pillow that question during this hour because Dan Pillow has written a book about, it's called, where is it? Let me go to Dan Pillow's website and I'll tell you what the book is called. I'm going to his website right now. And he has a book on small business, and it's called Small Business Tax Guide. Okay, I have not read that book. I don't own it. So I would say that's worth a look. It's listed for $39.95 at Dan Pillow's website. And if you want to go to his website, just go to danpilla.com, DanPilla.com. And there you will be redirected to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's his website, taxhelponline.com. But Dan Pilla, one word, DanPilla.com will take you there. So that might be a resource for you to use. And I think you should read as much as you can. And there might be some YouTube videos that I don't know about that deal with starting your own business. In response to the question, would you recommend that we go ahead and get a business license in order to start claiming deductions, or is that something that can wait? That was his question. I said in the seminar, what do you have to do to start a business? Well, you have to remember that I don't always know all the rules. You know, I want to. I want to know all the rules, but there's so many rules that a person would just spend his entire life just learning some of the rules. So I don't know all the rules. So I try to do things by logic. Now, in terms of a business license, I don't have one. I do not have a business license. Our county offers one, but I'm trying to figure out why I'd need one. Why do I need a license to earn a living? And why do I need a license to, or a permit to earn a living so I could pay them taxes? Why would I need that? And the answer is, in our county, I don't need one. They're offering one, you know, for my convenience. I'm not sure exactly what that $25 is going to do for me if I were to get one, but I do not have one, and I don't plan on getting one. So during the seminar, I said, so what do you have to do to start a business? You have to start the first of the year. You have to start at the end of the year. How about in the middle of the year? How about right now? So what you do in my world, if you want to start a business, is say, I'm in business. There it is. Now you're in business. But your business, according to the IRS, and by the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe a word I say. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media, see in the media, read in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. According to my understanding of the IRS, you are allowed to take tax deductions and depreciate items that you purchase for the business as long as you're trying to earn a profit in that business. So the IRS does not want you to just take deductions and depreciation just for the heck of it. They want you to try to earn a profit, of which they want a portion. So if you have a business, any business at all, and you're trying to make a profit, which, believe it or not, is pretty darn hard to do. I'm being very serious. It's hard to earn a profit. Then you've got a business. And some people say, well, you have to get profitable within 3 years. Really? So the IRS is going to tell me that they don't tell me what business to start. They don't tell me how to run my business. They just tell me what deductions I can and can't take. And they're telling me that I've got to earn a profit in 3 years. Really? The answer is I don't think that's the case. And I would challenge them. If I were audited right now, I would say to the IRS auditor, okay, so you say I got to earn a profit in within 3 years? How do I do that? I don't know how to do that. I mean, if I were the government and I could hire people and pay them with funds that I print out of thin air and then write rules that tell me that I can send those people out and with a muzzle of a gun collect revenue, now, that would be an easy business, right? That'd be one that you could make a profit with. I mean, if you have the full force of a muzzle blast behind you, you could easily earn a profit or collect a profit. But I don't do that. No one has to transact anything with me. It's all volunteer on both sides of the equation, mine and theirs. So as far as the 3 years making a profit, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Now, I am trying to earn a profit. I really am. And so far, I've been able to break even. But the making a profit thing is really hard. Okay. So back to the seminar. I'm going to click on my seminar. And it's called, let's see. The name of the seminar is Start Your Own Business and Save a Lot of Money. Start Your Own Business and Save a Lot of Money. Or it could be called Prepare Through Tax Deductions and Take the Same Tax Deductions that the Wealthy Take. You know that Donald Trump did not want to release his taxes and Hillary Clinton wanted him to. And why did Donald Trump not want to release his tax information? Well, I'd be scrutinized by every Tom, Dick, and Harry, right? That's one reason. Another reason is personal. And another reason is he probably took a lot of tax deductions, the ones I'm going to talk about right now. Okay. So all the statements that you're going to hear are my opinions based on life experiences. Proceed at your own risk. I'm not making any claims. Okay, so when I start the seminar, the most recent one was over 500 people in person about a week ago. I asked, how many of y'all own a business? How many of you own your own business? And some hands went up, but not the majority. A minority of hands went up. And you would expect that, wouldn't you? So the next question I asked was, how do business owners compare to employees in terms of how well they're doing overall? Would you say that business owners are better off? Or are employees better off? And virtually everyone, if not everyone, said business owners are better off than employees. Now, why is that? Well, business owners make up their own minds. They proceed at their own pace. They make their own decisions. And they make their own hours. So if a business owner wants to work 24 hours a day, 365 days a week, he can. If he wants to take time off, he can. If he wants to hire and fire employees, he can. You know, within some guidelines. But business owner is in a very large extent in charge of what his business does, assuming he's doing things legally. So why are more people in business? Or why are people not in business? We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so we're working on reaching Dan Pilla. He should be calling in and right now or within a couple minutes. So the question I asked is how many start or have your own business, and very few. But most people, if not all, think that business owners are better off than employees are. Now, why is that? Well, they seem to think that the lifestyle of the business owners is better. They seem to have more wherewithal. They seem to have more funds, if you will. So, but they haven't started their own business. And you got to ask, why is that? Why? Is it because it's too hard? Is it because it's too complicated? Is it because they don't associate with people who have their own businesses? And if you think about it, who do people who have businesses associate with? Well, they associate a lot with people who have their own businesses. As a matter of fact, in Springfield, Missouri, there are clubs. And they are business owners that meet once a week for breakfast or lunch or dinner. And there's about 40 or so of these business groups under the Masterminds of Business umbrella that meet for breakfast or lunch or dinner once a week. And what they do is they pat each other on the back, and you know, one guy will say, I've got an automotive repair business. Another guy will have a carpentry business. Another guy might be a roofer. Another guy might be a shop owner, like a hardware store. Those kinds of things. Another guy might be a driveway paver. Okay. All electricians, plumbers. All kinds of businesses, and they meet, and it's kind of a reinforcing tool so that when the guy who's got a leak in his kitchen sink comes to the meeting, he goes, oh, there's Joe. the plumber. And he says, hey, Joe, listen, I got a leak. Can you? Yeah, I'll send somebody out right away. So that's kind of how that works. And then the business expands and expands. And that's kind of how it's done. So these are people who are business owners. They control their own destiny. And some of them have figured out that they are way better off in terms of paying less in taxes by having a business than if they, as if they were an employee. And Dan Pilla has joined us. Hey, welcome, Dan.
Hey, thanks for having me, Vince. How are you today?
You know, I'm really well. You know, Dan, I hear your commercials every day, and it's great. It's great. And you, I was during the first segment, I was talking about this seminar I did, and I was invited to speak at a preparedness-type convention, a homesteading convention. There were 500 seats under this tent. Every seat was full. And my topic was start your own business and, you know, take tax deductions that the wealthy take. And I'm not an expert. I'm not a professional. I'm just a guy that's been through the meat grinder by the IRS. I've been audited at least 10 times. I've enjoyed spending time with the state, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and with the Missouri state government in sales tax audits, and of course the federal tax audits. And so I've learned a lot. I used to have a computer manufacturing company. I built networks for lots and lots of businesses, and I'm talking about trucking companies, concrete manufacturing companies, dental offices, doctor's offices, tax preparer offices. So I got a chance to see how businesses operate, lots of different kinds of businesses. And I saw, and so I saw a lot from the inside, and I realized some things that I needed to do. So, Dan Pilla, let me just say this. You have written at least 6 books that I know of, and I'm glad you're back on the air with us in the front of the classroom today. But one of them is The Small Business Tax Guide. Another one is How to Get Tax Amnesty. Another one is How to Win Your Audit. And another one is The IRS Problem Solver. Another one is Taxpayer's Ultimate Defense Manual. And then the 6th one is How to Eliminate Taxes on Debt Forgiveness. So it seems to me that people, and I asked this in the seminar, and I'd love to hear your, you've met with probably more people than I have. Why is it that people get in trouble with the IRS? What causes most of their problems?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, Vince. First of all, the number one reason on the top list, particularly true for small businesses, is lack of proper record keeping, right? 2/3 of all the problems that businesses have with the IRS are verification problems. People need to understand that the burden of proof is on the taxpayer. When it comes to an IRS audit, the IRS never has to prove you did it wrong. The taxpayer has to prove they did it right. So when the IRS says, well, you know, Mr. Smith, you've claimed $5,000 on your tax return for business interest or for advertising or marketing or whatever
hold
the category
thought,
hold
is. Under attack. Hold that thought. We just went into a break.
Less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden will award the Medal of Honor to Captain Larry L. Taylor, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry displayed in the Vietnam War. It'll take place in the East Room at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. The driving ban at Burning Man was lifted yesterday, allowing the estimated 64,000 remaining attendees an opportunity to escape the festival grounds at Black Rock in northern Nevada. The area was transformed into a muddy mess from torrential downpours. Festival organizers said exodus operations were officially underway at 2 p.m. Pacific yesterday, thanks to drier grounds. An endless line of vehicles and RVs were slowly leaving the area Monday, but organizers urged still those attendees in place to delay their departure till Tuesday to reduce some of the road congestion. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, class. I hear Dan Pilla's name twice a day. And I have for about going on 13 years. He advertises right here on GCN, and he is a guy who will share his information on broadcast on Genesis Communications Network as well as other networks. And I really appreciate that, Dan. So you said that that lack of record keeping is a big problem. And just to mention a point on that, many, many years ago, decades ago, I was audited. It's about 40 years ago, and it was a desk audit. I was hauled in with Mrs. Fennelly, and the auditor said, "Do you know why you're here?" And I said, I don't. I have no idea. And he said, "Well, I want to see your I want to see your charitable contributions. I want to see the documentation." I said, "Well, I have it here." So I went through the file, and I pulled out the receipts. And back then, it was over 40 years ago, The charitable contributions that my family, a young family, had was $500, even 500.00. And he said, I want to see where that number came from. I said, okay, well, I have it. I pulled out the canceled checks and all the documentation, every single piece, and he added it up on his desktop adding machine, and it came out to 500.00. He said, you know, that looks suspicious. I said, okay. He said, that's why you've been audited. So the audit was...
And did he say what was suspicious about a $500 contribution?
Yeah, he said it was a round number.
Okay. which contributions often are, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, some people just might write a check. But, you know, this was, I was raised Roman Catholic, so these were the Roman Catholic, you know, the weekly contributions, the Christmas, the Easter,
sure.
The Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. He ate it all up as 500.00. And so to this day, Dan, I don't do anything in round numbers. I don't pump gas to round numbers. And I'm being very, very serious about that.
Well, I know you are, and your experience proves a point that I make in my book, How to Win Your Tax Audit, and that is this. You don't have to be concerned about an audit if you have the documentation to prove that your entries are correct. This is a continuation of what we were talking about before the break. Burden of proof is on the taxpayer. IRS doesn't have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove it did it right. Just because you're selected for audit doesn't mean you made a mistake. All right? The IRS selects returns for audit through a sophisticated computer program known as a discriminant income function system, and that compares every line of your tax return with national and regional statistical averages for a person in your same category, income category and profession. And if any one line of your return is out of sync with those averages, the difference is scored. It's called the DIF score. So the farther away you are from the averages, the more likely you are to be audited. About 70% of all tax returns audited are audited through the DIF program. So just because you're selected for audit can't possibly mean that you did anything wrong necessarily, because the selection program is doing nothing but scoring your tax return based on averages. And as you know, Vince, the averages are just a composite of a high and a low, right? And we blend them together to get an average. So
yeah.
your entry is irrelevant to the averages. The only thing that's relevant to your entry is whether you have the documents to prove it. And if you do, we don't care what the averages are. And frankly, we don't care that your return is selected for audit. Now, nobody wants to go through the hassle, of course. But the fact of the matter is, if you got the documents, you don't need to worry about it.
And if you prepare your own taxes, and if you read the tax code, which I would consider the IRS publication 17, which has been around as long as I've known about taxes, I'm talking decades and decades, it's a condensed rule book, if you will, or it's a condensed tax code. And if you read that and you interpret that, you can make your business decisions based on what is deductible, what is depreciable, and what is not, and you can come out way better off financially than someone who doesn't know the rules. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. It's undeniable, Vince, that if you know the rules of the game, that you're going to be better off. There just isn't any question about it. And this is frankly why, in my opinion, Congress spends so much time stirring the pot with respect to tax law changes. You know, we've got a tax code that now consists of it's over 4 million words that have been changed more than 6,000 times just since 2001 alone. People don't know what the law is because it's so convoluted and subject to change so often. And Congress wants it that way, so people remain confused. As long as they're confused, they don't ever know whether they did it right or not. And so the IRS has the ability to audit these people and say, oh, you made a mistake, Vince. And you don't know, most people don't know whether they did or didn't make a mistake. So they end up paying taxes they don't owe because the law is confusing.
You know, I read over the years that the Intuit company, at the time they owned TurboTax, I don't know if they still do or not, but they lobbied Congress to keep the tax code complicated so they can sell a new copy, a new version, every single year. So you can't use 2 years ago's version of TurboTax. And, Dan, I don't use any of those computer programs to prepare my taxes. I do it manually the long way. I write it in pencil, and I send the IRS a copy of it. And I write in the margins, and if I don't have a copy of the forms, I write their form number on my blank piece of paper. I do all those things. And I have a feeling that I haven't been audited in a long time, but I used to get audited regularly. And I think it's probably because of what I did. I was a real estate investor at one time, working for a bank, and designing computer systems, but I was moonlighting as a real estate investor. So I had lots of depreciation and deductions. And I think they took exception with that for several years. So people who bought properties and rented them out were targets for tax audits. But as you said, if you have your receipts, if you have the documentation, it's just going and them asking you, all right, show me. And you say, well, here it is. It's as easy as that. And I really believe that if you do your own taxes, prepare your own, and read the rules, which is cumbersome, you know how to play the game better, you come out better, and audit is no big deal other than it occupies your time where you could do something more productive. But I look at an audit as a challenging event. I look at it, well, to me it's war, Dan. It really is. And the war is over what's in my wallet.
Well,
and they want it.
The NSA tape. I'm sure you mean that figuratively and not literally.
Well, I mean that figuratively. Like, it's a game of war.
Let's put this in perspective here. The fact of the matter is, you don't have a legal obligation. You certainly have no patriotic duty to pay more taxes than the law requires you to pay. All right. So the challenge for every individual is to reduce their tax liability to the lowest legal level and keep their own money in their own pocket where it belongs, so you can use that money to further your business or provide for your family or provide for, you know, charitable relief, charitable giving, whatever your calling is with respect to the resources that you've been blessed with. Vince, that's the first order of priority, in my opinion. All right, so to do that, you are exactly correct. You need to know what the rules are. But the problem is, when you got a 4 million word tax code, you know, it's a little bit difficult to sort through it. And my book, Dan Phillips Small Business Tax Guide, is a book that's based on over 40 years of litigating with the IRS on behalf of small businesses, where I take the reader through about 15 or 16, I forget, maybe 18 of the most common problems that businesses have with the IRS, and I show you how to avoid those problems in the first place, and if you do have some trouble in those areas, how to extricate yourself from those problems. So this is the kind of resource that businesses need, where I've done the litigation, I've done the reading, I've done the research, and now I condense that into a digestible formula for small businesses to look at and profit from. That's the direction you need to go in.
So, Dan, the way I look at it, people, I've asked this question of my seminar groups, and I, as I mentioned, I'm not a tax professional. I'm just some guy who's been through the meat grinder. And I've asked, what is it that prevents you from doing your own taxes, preparing your own taxes? And it's always the same, and it's whether it's in the East Coast, the South, the Southeast, the Midwest. It's always the same answer. Too complicated.
Yeah.
I don't have the time. I don't understand it. Those are the three big reasons why people don't prepare their own taxes. But what they're doing, Dan, in my opinion, is they are entrusting someone who they hardly know to prepare a document that says, here's how much they will pay to an organization where they can't even figure out where that organization really is. So they're entrusting their financial secrets to someone they don't know. However, they do say this. Oh, my guy's good.
Let me stop you right there, Vince, and say this. It's even worse than that. The reason is because when you sign the tax return as the taxpayer, you are signing a declaration under penalty of perjury that the tax return is true and correct. Now, you know, if you don't know what's in that return, you're taking a heck of a chance by signing it under penalty of perjury. Furthermore, the signature on the tax return is imputed by the courts to be an affirmative declaration by the taxpayer that they know what's in the return. Now, Vince, what you described as people's answers to the reasons why they don't prepare their own tax returns completely contradicts the signed statement on the return that is a declaration under penalty of perjury that it's an accurate statement and that it's an imputation that they understand everything that is in the tax return. You have an affirmative duty to know what's in that tax return. And the responsibility to file a correct tax return is non-delegable. All right, you can't pass that off on somebody else. So you as a small business owner, you have to take some basic steps to understand what's in your tax return and to know what that information is that you're reporting to the government. So if you got a Schedule C, for example, as a small business self-employed person usually files a sole proprietorship Schedule C where you report your income and your expenses, it's not that complicated. The Schedule C is a two-page document, and it's basically a profit and loss statement. Here's my income, here's my expenses, here's the category of expenses that I have, here's the net difference, right? It's that simple. So you as a small business owner need to sit down with that Schedule C once your preparer gets it drafted up and go through the categories and make sure. And I cannot tell you how many times I have worked with people where they're under audit and they've got a claim on their tax return, let's say $6,000 worth of meals. And I'll say, where are your meal expense receipts? And they'll say, well, I didn't have any of those meals. I don't know where that number came from. My preparer just put it on the return. Well, wait a minute. If the preparer just put it on the return, why didn't you catch that? Why didn't you review the return before you signed it to see that there's a number on there that doesn't belong there or that doesn't make any sense and you should have questioned it at the time? All right? This is the problem that we have is people, not only do they entrust their secrets, as you said, to somebody they hardly know, they take everything at face value and don't even review it. And I'm telling you, Vince, that's a big mistake.
Dan Pilla, every single person that responded over the last 12, 13 years that I've done this publicly who has said they don't prepare their taxes. And I said, so who does it? Well, this gal, she is the best. She knows everything. Or this guy, he is the best. So have you had him over for dinner? No. Did you all go out to eat, lunch and see each other socially? No. But this guy's really good, and you know this guy, right? Do you know where he lives? Have you been to his house? No. So you're absolutely right. They entrust their secrets to people they don't know, although they claim they know them. It's absolutely not true. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, this is absolutely a blast for me. Dan, we're going to have to do this again and again. This is our last segment for today, but this is a lot of fun. And, class, if you'd like to contact Dan Pillow's office, here's a telephone number, 651-439-1606. 651-439-1606. Website, danpilla.com. D-A-N-P-I-L-L-A. And here's a quote from the boss, and I used this in my seminar about a week ago. Quote, the government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. The man who said that? President Ronald Reagan. And there's another slide from my presentation. It says, the IRS model, the Internal Revenue Service, is an agency modeled after the famous 19th century farm boy turned economist from Missouri. His name, Jesse James. Dan, you mentioned penalty of perjury. So filling out your tax return, signing it, and the box attests to this is accurate to the best of your ability under the penalty of perjury. And I have to tell you that I get a lot of forms from the county, and they say how many, you know, this would be a personal property tax sheet. How many pigs, chickens, goats, horses? I get an agricultural survey that says how many tractors, how many horsepower, how many chickens, how many cows, how many calves, you know, how many of each. And I always do the same thing. I write in the box where it says under penalty of perjury, I cross that part off. And I initial it that I crossed it off with my initials, VF, Vincent Finelli. And I say, this is an estimate. The actual number is unknown. And then I sign that.
Sure.
What are your thoughts about that? Because I don't know.
Well,
you know, we might have another chicken. One might have died. I mean, I'm not trying to cheat, but frankly, over 241 acres, I really don't know exactly how many cows, calves we have. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vince. There was quite a movement in the country here, I don't know, 25 years ago or so, of people that were encouraging others to do exactly that with respect to the tax return. you know, because you can't be certain about this and you can't be certain about that, so just scratch off that perjury act. Well, I will tell you this, any additions or deletions to the government approved form negates the form entirely. So if you scratch off the perjury clause, the IRS will take the position that it's not a tax return within the meaning of the law. A return, in order for it to constitute a return within the meaning of the law, the return has to be signed under penalty of perjury. All right, so the IRS will take the position that you didn't file a tax return if you scratch off that perjury clause. So I cannot recommend that people do that. What you got to do is you got to make sure that you can document what you write on the return, right? So if you claim your income is 50 grand, you've got to have income documents to support the $50,000. If you've got business expenses in these various categories and these various amounts, make sure you've got the documents to show the amounts in the categories. That's the key thing.
And that's what I do. But, Dan, I've got to tell you, I've seen satellite photographs of our farm, and there are these little black dots that look like ants from up above. And they're cows. Now, sometimes, yeah. And this is absolutely true, sometimes our neighbor's cows get out, and they really like our grass better. I'm not kidding about this. They come over. And so,
well,
so the county says, wait a minute.
The other side.
As of the 1st of January, you claim you've got 100 cows, and we see 103.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those aren't ours. I don't think.
I don't think.
Well, that I honestly don't know the answers to some of their questions. And frankly, if I had to track every single thing that they want, it would take me months. You know, literally, how many horsepower is your tractor? The classification, less than 40 horsepower. 40 to 85, 85 to 120. I mean, different categories. I know those things, but what I'm saying is just categorizing all this takes an enormous amount of time.
Sure, it does. But you're talking about census documents versus a tax return. So what, you know, when we're talking about tax returns, because it has to be signed and is signed under penalty of perjury, you just simply have to have the records to support the information you're putting in the return.
Mm-hmm. And Dan, are you allowed to make mistakes? I mean, I'm talking about honest mistakes. Does the IRS allow you to make honest mistakes, or do they beat you up for it?
Well, that's a good question. If you make an honest mistake on a return, they're going to penalize you. But it's your responsibility as the citizen to prove that you didn't deliberately disregard IRS rules and regulations. The penalty, and I got an entire chapter in the Small Business Tax Guide that talks specifically about penalties, and I talk about this category, honest mistakes. Honest mistakes do not rise to the level of deliberate disregard. You can only be penalized if there's deliberate disregard. If you did the things a reasonable person would do to comply with the law in the best possible manner, and you made a simple honest mistake, then the penalties don't apply. You still owe the tax, Vince, but the penalties do not apply. And so it's important at that point to understand how to present a penalty defense so that you don't add insult to injury by having to pay the tax plus the penalties.
Dan, we've been running this class at 120 miles an hour. If you get a chance, would you consider coming back and teaching more with us here at USA Prepares?
Yeah, absolutely, Vincent. And I owe you an apology for messing up the first 30 minutes of the show here. It's my fault on that mix-up on the phone number, so it'd be my pleasure to come back anytime.
Wonderful. Dan Pillows with us. Thank you so much, Dan. We'll see you again and again. It's been
my
brilliant class. Absolutely brilliant.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.